Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Terry Brown, introducing Winfrey, who's the host of the Monday Night BBS radio, internet radio call. He's out rounding up the people on the conference line. This is a simulcast. We have people that are on the conference line and also people that are on BBS radio. So he is going to be with us in just a minute. We have a number of callers on the conference line and then the people on the BBS radio line. And my name is Terry Brown. I'm the co-host of the show, and I do at times I do channeling, and in fact, almost every time now. And Wynn chooses the topic that we're going to talk about, and I never know what the topic is beforehand. I could take a peek on the computer and see what he's announced, but normally I don't do that because I want to not think about it beforehand. Because if I think about it, then I could agonize over it, and I would rather just bring it in through the channeling and have it come in and just be impromptu answer from the Elohim Ra group. What we do is normally when I channel the Elohim group and the Ra group come through. It's a mixture of the two. It's sort of as if they're on standby by to see which one is the one that can answer the question the best. Sometimes the Elohim will turn it over to the Ra group to provide an answer. The Elohim group is a very, very high energy, and they're very, very hard to sense unless you're tuned in like a radio can tune into different frequencies. Unless you're tuned into their frequency, it's hard to sense their energy. But once you know their frequency, then you can tune into it and you can sense them. It's a very delicate, high-level, high-frequency energy that is so loving. And it is surrounding me or surrounding the person that's looking towards it. And the individual then can sense it. If they don't sense it, they may be looking at a lower energy and trying to see it. But it is still there at the very high frequency. If you ask, so you receive. So if you ask, then you can find it easier to bring in. Listening to the channelings can help you to become familiar with the frequency. Reading the book, The Creator Gods of the Universe, which Wynn and Daphne and I channeled, can provide the energy for you to sense it. And also in the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, Chapter 17, has the Ra energy with it. Some people have commented when they get the book and it's on their nightstand, they can feel the energy flowing through the book. Wynn, are you back? Are you here with your crew? Wynn, is that you? Are you here with your crew?
I thought I was going to sneak in. Oh, God. You know, you're getting so sharp. Okay. So welcome, everybody. I don't know what Terry just said.
I just arrived.
Just arrived.
San Francisco.
Hey, Lisa. You know, what we usually do at the beginning of these shows is have highs. You know, we have a conference line going on. And you're all welcome to tune into the conference line, as well as on VBS. The advantage when you're on the conference line is you get to say hello and everybody hears you. And for some people, that's scary. Oh, my God, I'm on the air. And for other people, finally somebody's listening. But in any case, I'm going to let Hayes just let the people in the conference line introduce themselves, and then we'll get started with our... Actually, this is just starting. I shouldn't say we get started after that. This is starting because just people hello and introducing themselves is grounding the energy. This is a show that takes place in the auspices of a group energy. And if you're not familiar with a group energy, as you pay attention to the line, to the feeling of the line, you will feel, some people feel it differently. They feel connected, they feel tingling, they feel goosebumps, they feel expanded. And not everybody feels it the first time, so be patient. But we've been doing this enough, so what I call a group energy almost automatically kicks in when we start. But part of building a group energy is it helps when people say hello. It just puts the frequency in the mix. It's like in a soup and making sure all the vegetables are in. Excuse me, guys, I shouldn't call you vegetables. But not the best analogy, but, you know, I think you get the idea. We are a soup. You know, I happen to be basically the stir, okay? And then there's broth, which could be the energy, and then there's the carrots, the broccoli, the whatever else is in the soup, and it all blends together. And even the Elohim and the Ra group are in the stew. So when the stew starts coming together, everything starts getting a little mixed up. So not permanently. This is like a temporary mix-up. It's a temporary coming together of energies so that people learn how to feel that. And if you ask me how to do this rationally, I wouldn't have a clue, except that I have an intention and I kept putting it out, and it seems to be working. So, Hayes, why don't you just say hello to everybody?
All right. Welcome, everybody, to this beautiful show coming up, and please say your name and city.
Hi, it's Nancy Jones with Orlando.
Hello, Nancy. Welcome to the call. And who else
Thanks.
Has joined
Hi.
Us?
This is Edna. It's the homies.
Hello, Edna. Welcome to the show also.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris.
Hey,
welcome to you. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good. How are you?
All right. I'm great, thanks. And who else has joined us?
Jean in South
Dakota.
I have Jean in South Dakota. Welcome to the show, Jean. And who else?
And Cindy in Peoria, Arizona.
Good evening, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
That's not Cinda, it's Cindy.
Cindy, right.
Cindy. I'm sorry, it's Cinda and Cindy from Arizona. So I'm
right.
Okay. Welcome to the call, Cindy.
Thank
and,
you.
And are there more people who want to say the name and Cindy? Please go ahead.
No.
Michael.
You always recognize me anyway.
Yes.
Hello, hi.
Welcome to the call, Michael.
Thank you.
Who else has joined us
and
wants to say name and Cindy?
Oh, hi, it's Mara from New York.
Hello, Mara. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Good.
All right.
I guess we only talk to the girls.
Is Wynn there?
Wynn is with us as well, yes.
I thought I heard him.
And are there more people who have joined? I want to say the name and city. Please go ahead. All right. We have a nice group of people. And Wynn, please take the steering wheel.
So now that we got you all together, you get to be muted. hang on.
Mutation.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
This is Monday, July 11th, week 3 in Phoenix, and Terry in Sedona. And this is our Monday night yes call. We have someone else just coming in. I'm going to mute the phones.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
And just for your awareness, you know, we do 3 conference calls a week. And each call has its own flavor to it. On our Monday call, normally, and this changes, but normally I pick a topic. We talk about that topic, and then we question our sources on that topic. On our Wednesday call, normally, but as you know, last week we didn't do a normal show, and I had a lot of comments about that. But on our Wednesday call, people send me questions, and sometimes even healing requests, and we question our sources concerning your question. And then our Sunday call, which is, I believe, our most important call, it's more designed to, you have to experience this to get it. It's designed to connect with the energies and to create planetary and personal healing and bring in these energies from the higher realms in a way that you can experience them in your body personally. And it's very profound, and oftentimes people come to those calls and they have healings, they have transformations of attitudes, and it's very unique. I've never experienced anything. Well, years ago, I did experience something like that in a room. It wasn't on a call, but I experienced a man who could sit in the room and talk, and all the energies of my body would shift. And actually, that was a reference point for me. I said, I wonder how he did that, and gave me the idea that that could happen. So that's on our Sunday call. And we do planetary healings where we create a group energy and we create group intentions to send and shift around the planet. So I hope you'll check our calls out, check all of them out. If you are new and you want to schedule, write this down, go to conference.messageaday.net. conference.messageaday.net. So this evening, let me introduce Terry. Are you there, Terry? Of course. Wait a second. I told Terry after 3 years, we're going to see if she can really be unmuted when I say hello
yes.
to her.
I'm unmuted.
Congratulations. Were you doing something different today?
No.
No?
No, I just try to stay muted when I'm not talking in case I make noise.
You always make noise.
I haven't been making noise right now.
That's because you were muted, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. But I haven't been... I'll be good.
That'll be good. Okay. For those of you that have tuned into the calls regularly know that or read my book, Terry is one of the people, let me just say, she's the person that's been holding the energy of the channeling and the communication with our sources on these calls. And she's been very dedicated, and her intent is really, really pure. You know, you couldn't do these calls just like to be entertainment because you could get a negative source. I've said that oftentimes. You'll find that most people don't do public channelings. And it took me a long time to have the confidence that no matter when we did it and how we did it, that we would get a positive source. And the reason for that, the reason people get negative and positive sources is when you do this kind of stuff and you get an attachment to the recognition or a self-consciousness or a wanting to please people or wanting to make a lot of money. And not that you shouldn't make a lot of money. You can make a lot. One can make a lot of money, and I send blessings to our work so that we do. But the focus has to be higher than the money. The focus has to be on service. And because when the focus is on money, again, your whole intent changes, and it becomes manipulative in a certain way. And anything that's less than 100% leaves openings for negative sources. So we've been doing this now for quite some time, and I tell people, don't even believe we're positive. Apply your own. In fact, you shouldn't believe we're positive. You should apply your own discernment and check it out for yourself. And the people that are on the line regularly get tired of hearing me say this, but no matter how many times I say it, there's a tendency for humans to give up their power and become believers and let go of their scrutinization ability and their intuitive abilities and not internalize this. So our topic today is the planetary grids. And years ago, I heard somebody talk about the planetary grids, and I used to hear people talk about sacred geometry, and I didn't understand it. And I can't really talk about something until I grasp it myself. I got to get it on a gut level thing. It's not just about information. So I hope in this call that I can clarify this in such a way that you guys can get it on that gut level, because it's a reality system that we're all in, whether we're aware of it or not. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just talk shortly about how I've come to understand the planetary grids and what they are, and then we're going to have a conversation with our sources. I'm going to ask some really great questions that I don't know the answers to. And we're going to both discover things together on this line. Well, we all know what, have some familiarity, the fact that our body is an energy system. Our body has what's called meridians. Meridians and energy flows, and there's a science called acupuncture, which stimulates the meridians of the body to increase energy flow in the body. And when the body goes out of balance, the energy flows in the body stop working correctly. And the energy flows in the body are all connected. I believe one of the words they started using, which I think I understand what it means, is axiotonal lines. In other words, the body picks up flows of energy from the cosmos, from the solar system, and more. And so we're all always, to the best of our ability to flow energy, we're connected to the energies of the cosmos, into our bodies. And of course, if we were totally open, we would be cosmic beings walking around all the time. So I think to some extent or another, we can all understand that. We can all understand that there's energies flowing in our bodies. Well, there's energies flowing everywhere, and it's all the same energy. And as we've come to learn on these calls, the Earth is also an energy system. It's alive, and it has flows in it. So it's going to have flows inside of it and flows all around it. And just like the body, those flows of energy get corrupted, screwed up. And on one hand, they get corrupted by the things men do on the Earth, because we're part of the Earth's energy field. As our energies extend outside of our body, we combine with the Earth's field. And, you know, everything's connected. The Earth connects with the planets. The planets connect with the galaxies. And one of the things I've read, this is not stuff I've validated, and I'm not sure I even asked about this in the past, but there are negative beings in other realms that attempt to control the grid systems. The grid systems allow flow of things in and out of them. And I have a feeling that what we're doing on Sunday, I don't usually say it in these words, is but we're busting through some of those control things in the grids. We're bringing the energy in from above the grid system, through the grid system, and into the Earth, and we're helping to orchestrate that. But I don't see that. I just have the idea that that's so. So these are questions we're going to cover this evening, and I think this is going to be a really enlightening conversation, because it'll help us do our work better. It'll help you do your work better, because each of us is a cosmic being to some degree or another. And of course, if you're on this line regularly, you are probably learning more and more to be in that space for greater periods of time in your waking consciousness. So, Terry, are you ready? Oh, I knew we'd get her. Terry, are you unmuted? Hello? Earth to Terry. Earth to Terry. I don't hear you. I guess I got to keep talking here. Except I can't really talk about this. Terry, are you there? Hello?
As a confirmation, Vin, I hear you loud and clear.
You do, thank you. You hear me on BBS also, right?
I don't listen to BBS, so I don't know.
Guys, why don't you call Seth up? You know Seth's number?
Yes, I do.
Call Seth up at BBS and ask him what's happened to Terry.
I guess somebody's calling right now. Is it Terry? Hello, Terry?
That's not you calling, is it?
No, it's not.
So why don't you call?
Yes.
The more the merrier. Most of you probably know by now, but I'll tell the story for anyone that's new. When these conversations first started happening to me, it was kind of an incredible experience that I said to myself, is this real? It was a little like a science fiction story. Two women in a row start channeling a voice that says they're the Elohim. And over time, there were many, many, many things which convinced me that they were who they said they were. And one of the things that convinced me was in my writing of the book about David Wilcock, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, I found out that people tend to look like their past lifetimes because the DNA is transferred in the soul matrix or in the soul field when the person dies, and it, when they take on a new body, the old soul programs the DNA of the new body. So at one point I had asked, was Terry ever anybody famous? Is Terry here?
Terry Brown, please leave your...
Is that Seth calling Terry?
Yes, he's trying. He cannot get a hold of her so far.
That's really strange.
She's not on the other side of the wall for you.
Pardon me?
She's not on the other side of the wall.
No, I'm in Phoenix. I'm just okay. Headed back. Yeah. If she was on the other side of the wall, I would be coming out and getting her, you know. So I asked, was Terry ever anybody famous? And they said, look up St. Catherine of Siena. And I did a Google search on St. Catherine.
Please leave your message.
Is that Seth calling her?
I guess so.
Is it ringing or just going straight to voicemail? Is it ringing four times? But I mean, sometimes it goes straight to voicemail and it doesn't ring. It's ringing. That's really strange. Maybe her phone broke down or something. Okay, well, I'll just keep talking. And so they said, look up St. Catherine of Siena, and I did. And St. Catherine was this young woman in Siena, Italy, who would go to the local church. Where are you? I hear you. What's going on? Terry?
No, I don't have her.
She's gone.
She has her is she using a headset? Maybe she has her headset unplugged or something?
Terry, take your headset off if you hear me. Take your headset off. Seth, is it showing that she's connected?
She's on her Skype. I just saw her cell.
She's in her cell, right. So in any case, St. Catherine was this woman that used to go into the local monastery in Italy, and they would write down everything she said. Take off your headset, Terry. Take it off. Take off your headset. I don't know what's going on, but take off your headset.
Can you hear me?
Take off your headset. Just unplug it and talk right into the phone for a moment. I hear you. Now, I don't hear you now. Are you there? Hello?
Probably keep talking, Wynn.
Hello, can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Okay, I called in on the regular line and I unmuted myself.
What happened to you before? Do you know?
My phone kept hanging up the phone. It would just automatically hang up, and it would start playing a tape.
Did you pull your headset out right now?
Yeah, but I don't think it's my headset.
I would leave your headset out right now because what you described can easily be a short in your headset. Okay? I had
oh,
that.
Really?
Yes. Leave the headset out, put it on the loudspeaker, and then just that way you don't have to put the phone to your ear and talk into it. All right?
Maybe I can use another headset or something. Let's
yeah.
See.
Oh.
Well, okay, I'll do what you said.
Pardon me?
I'll do what you said.
What I said, because we're having, you know, this is we're not looking professional tonight. And I was complimenting you on being unmuted so quickly, and that's...
Now my phone went dead over and over.
Your phone went dead. But it can easily be a headset, okay?
Didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Because I had that with at least two headsets. When they get shorted, the shortcuts, and then it disconnects you from the line.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you got the experience of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so what we're talking about, just finishing St. Catherine, is that she would go into the local churches, the local church, and they would write down everything she said because God was speaking to them through her, they thought. And St. Catherine's Dialogues with God are still available on Amazon. They're officially approved by the Vatican. It's official Catholic literature. And it's the wisdom of the Ra group coming through St. Catherine. And Derry was the spitting image of St. Catherine. And there's a webpage up on that somewhere. And if you email me, I'll send you the webpage. But in any case, that's really more of a sideline than a mainline. But it's just one of the things that, in the course of all the things that happened to me, convinced me that this was real and why I would keep doing it like this, because I know how important it is. And I've watched how other people connect with it. So, in any case, let's see if Terry's there now. Are you there?
I'm here.
You're not going away, huh?
No,
all right.
No, I took off my headset, so now it seems stable.
All right, so just leave it off. And did you hear my introduction at all? Doesn't matter. Because
I heard it. I heard some of it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's call in the light and apologize to all of you for being so erratic on this show, but part of the deal is going with the flow and just whatever happens. You know, it's a very good idea because you all are going to have to learn that one way or another, because the planet's going to go through changes, and going through the flow is going to be a required curriculum course over the next years, and as it already has started. So I'm going to call in the light. This is our little invocation for oneness. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. See ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through our galaxy, through the planetary fields, through the field of the sun, through the field of the earth, through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us while honoring the sovereign integrity of each of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, operating and honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have a source present?
Yes, this is Ra'an, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is our joy to enter into the third dimension and density and to connect with each and every individual that is listening or will read the transcripts or will listen to an audio at any later time. Do you have questions?
Yeah, we called the topic tonight the grid system, understanding the grid system, and that there's a bunch of energies around the planet are termed the grids, and I'd like to ask some questions about the grid system. And could you, first of all, share with us, from your perspective, what is the grid system?
Thank you. In your system of maps or pictures of the Earth, there are lines which are drawn, latitude and longitude lines. These are not what we look at as the grid system. These are organized ways of looking at locations on your Earth. However, we look at the grid system as electrical potential in the area of the atmosphere above the Earth. And these electrical potentials are along the location points of the magnetic north and the south pole, and are lines of demarcation where the electrical potential flows into the individual channeling does not know the magnetosphere. The lines of flow of electrons from north to south within the electrical grid in the sphere surrounding the Earth. There are certain locations where these enter into the Earth, and then they flow in a direction that is moving from north to, give us a moment. The electrons flow into the Earth, and as the Earth picks up charged particles from the sun, and as it moves in the various locations in relationship to the rest of the solar system, this grid system shifts to some degree in location, and it is a moving flow. It is generally thought that everything is fixed and stable. However, everything is created in the now over and over again, and is the result of all of the energies coming together that keeps it in its certain position.
Thank you very much. Continuing this, I just want to make sure that I understood. Are the grids, these grid energies, are they electrical? Are they magnetic? Or are they etheric? Or a combination of all three?
They are a combination of all three, as it starts with the etheric and is put into place, and the energy held into place by the etheric, and then the movement of the particles and energy through the space creates the magnetic field. It is a creation in progress.
Now, there's a word that people have used called nodes. Is that an area of high amplitude? Is that an area where lines cross?
Is that an area of aligned with?
Is that an area of high amplitude, high strength of the energy? And is it an area where grid lines crisscross?
It is an area of intersection of flow lines, and it is not necessarily high amplitude, but can be low amplitude, and as it is a resting point in the intersection of areas, and as you view the Earth, there are certain intersections where the flow changes direction, and these would be called node points. There are points in between where the amplitude reaches out over the Earth. And it is these areas where the energies can get stronger. It is all affected by the rotation of the Earth also.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of negativity on Earth. If there's a war, if there's people cutting down rainforests, if there's things either where humans are hostile to each other or where humans are hostile and aggressive to the environment, does that impact the grid system of the Earth?
Yes, it impacts the grid system as it can create intense disruption in the flow of the electrons in and through the areas in the structure can get upset and can create a momentary disruption where the energies of creation and all of the energies to do with the planetary rotation and the rotation of the solar system then fill in the area again and begin to create a new homeostasis in the area.
So when the grid system gets screwed up because of things happening on our planet, does that mean the flow of energy from the cosmos gets screwed up into our planet? It doesn't have easy. Is the grid system the mechanism where the energy flows through to get to the Earth and get to us?
The energy, the localized energy around an area of disruption, and will disrupt the outgoing flow and the ingoing flow, and it can then be readjusted and overtaken by the flow of energies incoming within the planetary system in the rotational spin of the Earth, which then will tend to repair and heal the hole and disruption in the energy that has been created.
Do they get healed or do they stay broken?
Pardon?
Do they get healed? Does the energy get repaired over time or does it stay broken? What is actually the mechanism? I.e., if on a Sunday call we send light to a given area, to a different area, are we participating in repairing the grid line in that area?
Yes, you definitely are assisting in repairing the grid line. Yes, when there is an area of disruption that has been created by war and explosions, then the surface of the Earth has been disrupted, the energies have been disrupted, the spirits that are protecting the areas have been disrupted, and they will be renewed and healed by the incoming energies and new spirits and the attempt to repair.
I see. Are there any, with the grid system, we have places like the pyramids, I think, how do you say that place in South America, Machu Picchu, if I'm saying it right, different places that people consider nexus points or special points or sacred areas. Are those places still sacred, or is that just something that was in the past and the energy is shifted?
We are unable to understand your question as the poem is very distorted. However, we can answer this much, that there are energy patterns that are set up over the whole Earth. And in the past, ancient times, there has been the understanding of how the grid lines flow on the Earth, and there have been pyramids built all over the world that have set to stabilize the grid, particularly in the time of Atlantis, and they are built on nodes and amplitude points of the grid system and are set to help and stabilize the grid systems in to keep the energy flowing consistently as an aid to the Earth.
So in the time of Atlantis, they understood the purpose of the grid system, and they consciously used things to keep the energy flowing in the grid system. Yes?
Yes.
And then did that continue over in ancient Egypt when the Atlanteans came to Egypt? Were the pyramids part of that attempt to keep the grid system flowing?
They are part of that grid system.
Are they so important, the pyramids?
They are still important and are still working to help stabilize the grid system. However, there have been recent earthquakes that have shifted the grid system and have place the energy grids in slightly different points. There are some areas where the pyramids are now covered with water and they are still assisted, however, have been somewhat damaged. And if work was to take the grid system from them and expand the grid system from now and move it over Earth, fit it over Earth, it is shifted slightly.
Thank you. Are there situations and circumstances in the solar system where negative forces attempt to control the grid system and portals?
Yes, there are races that understand the grid system and have been using it to arrive and depart.
In other words, they need these energies are like tracks for beings to come in and out of this now. Yes.
Yes.
Both positive and negative.
Yes.
Like if there were no grid system, we couldn't be having this, there would be no life, probably.
Would you repeat that?
Is the grid system a prerequisite to life?
Life
on Earth.
Life is everywhere. All that is one thing that has been broken down into different energies, much as
our body. Terry is getting muddled. She needs to take her hand off the microphone. Okay. We didn't hear it. Near the answer question.
Okay, this is Terry, and I've totally gone out of the channeling now, and I don't understand. What were we talking about? Let me get back in to the channeling. Can you hear
it now? Now you're clear. You have your finger on the microphone. We're getting muddled.
Okay. From your standpoint, we can barely hear you on this phone at this time. But we were speaking of the grid system of Earth. Do you have another question?
The last question was, the grid system function is to flow energy from high. Let me just pose this as a question. Is the grid system function to be a bridge to bring energies from higher realms into the earth plane?
We look at your question as being sort of upside down. The grid system is a result of the energies of all of the forces that are brought to bear on the area of planet Earth.
So it's created from the Earth up rather than from the celestial realms down.
It is created out of all that is, not up or down.
Okay. Well, you know what? I could go on. I'm not in Sedona right now holding the energy for this, and I can tell I think it's hard on Terry, this particular topic, and I think we'll just not ask any more questions this evening and bring this session to a close. We'll let our sources say goodbye to us, and if there's anything to say.
Thank you. It's that the phone has not been working well, and it is very hard to hear what you say. We thank you for this, and we apologize for the technology up here, and we send love and light to each and every person on this line. Adonai.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I thank Terry very much for being a trooper, and we got through that. And I hope we got to the information that's important. I did have more questions, and maybe we'll continue them at another time. Actually, maybe Daphne might come in, because one of the things that has come up consistently about Daphne is that she's one of those people. We all affect the grids, all of us, but she's one of those people that, in particular, part of her function in this realm has been holding the grids together for the Earth. So it would be really interesting to see if I could get her on the line and we could question her about this. So on that note, just reminding you all, we're giving our book away, The Creator Gods of the Physical Universe Want to Talk to You. Go to the website, creatorgodbook.com. Please, if you haven't read it, read it. If you've read it, tell other people to go to that website. It's a really good website. It's like it makes people intrigued. There's a little video on it, and people seem to be getting. For people to go there, there's been a really high percentage of sign-ups. So to get the book, and then eventually people will be invited to conference calls and our other materials. So it's a good way to introduce people to this work. And that's a very important thing, because, you know, I'm putting this out, but when you introduce someone and it sticks, I've watched how this works. There's a huge karmic reward for that happening. There's a new flow of energy because you've changed the universe just because you sent an email out. And it's really, really, you know, it's not easy to talk about this without people thinking you're crazy. But everybody likes to read a free book, and so it's a great way to share it. Tell everybody, creatorgodbook.com. Thank everyone who's online tonight. And I will see you all Wednesday. And let me open the lines.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Everybody's unmuted. Thanks for your patience this evening. And we'll learn more about this topic later. Okay?
Sounds good.
Good night, Wynn. Good night, Terry.
Good night.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Terry. Mahalo.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you,
Wynn.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Everybody. Thank you, everybody.
You stop conference recording, press 1. Your conference recording has stopped.
Night, thank you.
Good night.
Good night.